Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone this morning, we have Steve Wenzel. He is a longtime state representative for Morrison and Crow Wing counties. He chaired the Ag Committee for 16 years. He is currently an instructor in political science and also college in the schools at Central Lakes College, an executive director of the Gordon Rosenmeier Center for State and Local Government, and also serves on the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board of Directors, and a former state director of the USDA here in Minnesota. Have I covered most of that, Steve?
Yes, you have, Jim. And good morning, Jim, and good morning, Marnie. And I'm just honored to be on your program this morning.
Well, we're delighted to have you, Steve. And over the last couple of programs, we've covered a bit of ground. Marnie has a question for you right now, though.
You know, now that it's the election season, the election's coming up pretty shortly here, and I'm sure the candidates are all out there, you know, knocking on doors and people are talking right with them. What should people be asking their candidates?
In my opinion, for rural Minnesota, it's rural legislators be the type of legislator who is willing to work across the aisle with Republicans and Democrats in order to resolve issues, and that they be of a attitude that is willing to compromise and work together for the good of everybody, the good of the state, because we are one state. You know, compromise is not a bad word. It's a great word relative to democracy, relative to the legislative process. And I would make sure that I would look at legislators and candidates to see what their respective philosophies are in that area. And secondly, also to make sure that education, small business, job creation, economic development, that those issues be properly represented.
Steve, I'm going to say something that's kind of an opinion, and hopefully you can take that and turn it into something that's legitimate. I've always felt that the governor's role in a situation where there's a lot of rancor in the state legislature is to really come and be the kind of quasi-referee, but also coach, and get these people in one room together and make sure that they get to a compromise. Am I wrong
right
on that?
No, you are right, and good governors will do that, and I was able to serve under four great governors, and here's who they were: Wendell Anderson, Rudy Perpich, Al Quie, and Arne Carlson. And even though we differed on issues, these four were strong leaders. They had the attitude of working together to compromise and to get things done, and they were the referees and the coaches. Just the way you put it, Jim, that they would work with both sides of the aisle, not only with the legislative leadership, but with individual legislators, to arrive at a conclusion and a compromise and to get the final state budget product done at the end of the legislative session. And we need to see more of that in our governor and in the person who we elect now as governor of Minnesota on Tuesday, November 4th, I believe the date is.
Yes, it is. Steve Wenzel, longtime former state representative in Minnesota and currently an instructor at Central Lakes College. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.